Now, to find out what the power of the mind is, you've got to find out what mind is. Until that day happens, you find nothing but a belief system. So you've got to find out what mind is. And in essence, what mind is, it's a spiritual source. And from the spiritual source, literally, all life is formed via what they call your mind. And your mind is what the Eastern mystics would call the little mind. It's an ego mind. It's a mind that has an image of self-importance, and whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever you feel, whatever you believe, must come via this little so-called mind. But if you can listen, and you can get a particle of the puzzle that tells you what mind is, what it does, it takes you into another reality. It makes you see life in a deeper, broader way. A way where there's no judgment and analyzing. Because the more you judge and analyze, the more you hurt yourself. Truth cannot be understood via the little mind. This is why the mystics from the Far East, the great enlightened men, nobody ever understood them. Or very, very few people ever had the privilege of understanding what they said. Anybody's nervous, there's no sense of getting nervous, because if you hear what I'm saying, you will have to have the feeling of beauty. And that's what you're looking for. It's not what I'm saying. I could say it a million other ways, and it would never be what I'm saying. Listen for a feeling. The attachment you have to the past creates whatever unhappiness or any psychological ailment that you may possess right now. The past is gone. Everybody, at every second of every day of their life, has a second chance to actually start anew. And I mean actually, physically, mentally, totally start anew. Many of us have been damaged at childhood, according to the make-believe world that we live in now. And we've carried this scar through time. And we think it takes time to heal it. Well, it doesn't. That also is a fallacy. If you want to heal a scar from the past, you've got to realize the fallacy of the scar. Really, it's that simple. When you start to see how the mind works, you'll see everybody's doing exactly what they should be doing. You're looking for a way to quiet your mind. As you quiet your mind, you start to quieten the world. As the world starts to quieten, it slows down. And nothing is rush. You're not getting all excited every day and uptight and bothersome and too much to do and the whole world's closing in on you. This is a mind that's busy and it's caught up in the trials and tribulations of life. What you've got to do is throw away a lot of your garbage, and your garbage is nothing else but the connection between ego and the past. And as this starts to happen, you start to clear your mind, and what happens is you clean it by taking away the unnecessary garbage from the past, and it leaves a clear channel to this cosmic source, and this cosmic source is the very information that you're looking for to live the life that you want, to find the peace and the tranquility that you know is within you. It's not out there. That little world out there is going to get worse and worse, believe me. If you want to find the honest to God secret and find the superconscious state, all you have to do is have the courage to look within yourself without a judgment. See, the more you free yourself from the past, the more judgments you drop, the more analyzing you drop from yourself. This is the forgiveness, is to forgive yourself. You cannot possibly forgive anybody until you forgive yourself. It's impossible. Because you're you. And if you're full of judgment and you go through life, you can't possibly forgive. You need to tuck it away for a while. And 10 years later you say, I remember 10 years ago. You see? It's still there. It's stored up in your, what is called your brain. Find out what mind is. And all of a sudden, your problems start to vanish. And they'll become so obviously clear that there really wasn't a problem, that you only thought there was. It's unbelievable. And that's what truth is, it's unbelievable. How can the mind possibly understand the unbelievable? It can't. There's only one thing that will help you, is your mind. And we've lost this communication. Because we've stopped using the mind properly. When? The beginning of time. That's when we first start to lose communication. We lost communication with ourselves, with our inner core, with the answer, with the source, the very source of every particle, every breath that you ever take. And with it comes the answer to every single one of your problems, plus the secret of dissolving the negative world that you now see. Nobody, but nobody, nobody can honestly help the world. It must unfold on its own. If you come to listen to truth, then you're unfolding. If you go someplace else to find truth, you're unfolding to that truth that they're giving out. But remember, it's always you that accepts it or rejects it. Once you hear truth, you can only reject it to a certain amount. But you will always benefit. So you never lose. You'll always have your garbage. Always. You cannot possibly forget your past. But if you understand it, Here's the happiness. Here's the tranquility. Here's the peace. Here's the revelation that they released you from all those scars from the past. And really, all it is being happy. It's finding happiness, contentment. You can't have happiness if you don't have contentment. You must be content and happy. Because happiness, contentment, the feeling of love, joy, they're all the same thing. You must be grateful, very grateful. Grateful to life, no person, to life, for bringing you happiness. You look around, sometimes we have tremendous amount and we're never happy. The ego is never happy. Find the happiness that you've got. Find it, it's there. When that happiness comes out, you give it away. You give happiness away. That's why it's crazy to start talking negative, because all you're giving away is negativity. But if you find happiness, when you talk to your children, you're giving it to them. When you talk to your husband, you're giving it to him. When you talk to people in the world, you're giving it to them. It's a giveaway thing. If you're unhappy, that's what you're giving away. Look at your, wherever you go to try and find whatever you're looking for, look. Look who's giving it away. Look for a feeling. And when you find that feeling, the whole secret to life lies in a feeling. Maybe we should take a rest now and just mingle. A lot of you haven't seen each other for a long time.